Good evening, folks, and welcome to episode 52 of Hinky Dinky Time Radio, coming to you live on Thursday, June 10th, 2010, tanned, rested, and ready from the beautiful shore of San Clemente, California. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Michael, and I'll be your host for the next 60 minutes, as I am each Thursday evening at 8:30 Central Time, weather and authorities permitting. For those of you planning to tune in late, there will be a rebroadcast of tonight's show shortly following the live program. Well, okay, let's see. Are we rusty? It's been a week's hiatus, but we weren't here last week. We're gonna get it all together, and we've got a sponsor. Did you know that? Okay, well, that locked up. That's great. We're off to a roaring start. Special effects. Well, what can I tell you? It's there's lots to talk about tonight because we've been away from each other for two long weeks, and that's hard on everybody, I know. Let's see if you can tell me what this week's mystery theme song is. It's not exactly a theme song. It's a little bit out of the ordinary. We're not going to listen to all of this. Let's listen to this for a while.
Sticks crashing, trying for the play. And the Blackhawks take control. There's a shot and a goal. Here come the Hawks, the Lightning, Blackhawks. Take the attack, yeah, and we'll back you, Blackhawks. You're flying high. Let's go, you Hawks, move on. Now on the Hawks, here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks. Here comes the Hawks.
You know, I wasn't going to play this version of the song. I was going to play the instrumental. And I clicked on the wrong one. So we're going to hear all of this. Of course, that goes out to the mighty Blackhawks. I'd like to congratulate my hometown hockey team for winning the Stanley Cup playoffs after a 49-year hiatus from glory. Maybe my Cubs some decade will take their cue from that. They won it in Game 6 in overtime with a mysterious puck-disappearing act goal. I understand it was quite a time in Chicago last night and this morning. I can only imagine. I hope not too many vehicles were overturned and set ablaze. Well, I don't know if my niece Gracie was born on a Saturday or not, but I'm going to dedicate this to her. because she's my peanut, and I want to play something for her. She just had a birthday on Monday, and that's a special thing for a little girl. Here you go, Gracie. This is for you. Saturday's Child by the Walker Brothers.
Don't stop, don't turn around. It's just a lonely clown who keeps calling, but you've grown quite out of love with him. The city's endless nights, the in-crowd's gay young faces have been washed away by too many through the night and day. Saturday's child who used to say that you could dance the world away. Saturday's child just hangs her head and cries today. How could you be so blind? Just waking up to find what a fool you were, 'cause you let him break your heart. You turn, you break, you bend. You're left without a friend when you seem to have so many at the start. Saturday's child who used to say that she could dance the world away. Saturday's child just hangs her head and cries today. Saturday's child who used to say that she could dance the world away. Saturday's child just hangs her head and cries today. Saturday's child who used to say that she could dance the world away. Saturday's child just hangs her head.
Caught napping. You know, let me explain the hiatus from Hinky Dinky Time Radio. And thanks again for tuning in tonight, even though none of you have. You're all listening to this on the archive because nobody's joined me tonight. It's not the first time that's happened, but my skin keeps getting thicker. You know, I go away for 1 week, and this is the thanks I get. All right, fine. I'm doing the show, and I'm doing it without you. Where was I? Oh, yeah, okay. We went to... Me and the rest of the Hinky Dinky Time Radio staff went to the East Coast, and the purpose of the trip was to attend my sister Lexi's graduation from the Rhode Island School of Design, and prior to the trip up to Providence on the train, spent several days in New York City. It had been a long time between trips to New York City. I went last in 1975, I believe, and what can I tell you? It was a great, great time. I like it. I like New York in June.
New York in June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight, and motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in a movie show when all the lights are low may not be new. but I like it. How about you?
Got to push the button or nothing happens around here. It's all about pushing buttons. I like a Gershwin tune, but even more recently than a Gershwin tune, I liked a Sondheim tune. We went to see A Little Night Music while we were in New York at the Walter Kerr Theater on 48th Street, I think. It was with Angela Lansbury, Jessica Fletcher, in the role of the old broad, and Catherine Zeta-Jones in the role of the not-so-old broad. I saw that with the original cast on Broadway in 1973, I think, and the Angela Lansbury role then was played by the memorable Hermione Gingold, and this completely drove Hermione's performance from my memory. It will always be associated with Angela Lansbury from now on. This is the well-known song from A Little Night Music. You'll recognize the lyric, if not the tune. This, of course, is Lanny Hall singing Send in the Clowns.
You'd want what I want. Sorry. where are the clowns? Quicksand in the clouds. Don't bother there. Isn't it rich? Isn't it queer? Losing my time in this race in my career. And where are the clowns? There ought to be clowns. Well, maybe next year.
Mr. Tom Jones. Send in the clowns. Don't worry, we're not going to hear Zorak singing Don't Send in the Clowns, though we could. I mentioned that we were in Providence, Rhode Island for Lexi's graduation. Did you know that the Rhode Island School of Design has a student body that is comprised of a ratio of 10 women for every one man there? Yeah, we went up the hill to watch the graduates descend to the tent, and it was quite a parade. And here's Wilbert Harrison, yes, the Wilbert Harrison that sang Kansas City, singing all about girls on parade.
Man, look at that. Girls on parade.
Sorry, Bernice. Thank you. was Billy May's arrangement of So Nice, Summer Samba. It's a familiar tune, isn't it? This goes out to the losers of this year's Stanley Cup Finals, the representatives of my place of birth, Philadelphia, USA. This is Philadelphia, USA by Art Lund. Sorry, guys.
When you see clear skies and hearts of gold and a girl that wears a smile, don't stop to check your road map. Philadelphia's about a mile. When you see clear skies and hearts of gold and the girls on every street, just pull up to the sidewalk. Philadelphia's at your feet. I tell you now, my biggest moment is when I stop to see that pretty blue-eyed angel who waits right there for me. I'm gonna tell her that I love her, that I miss her every day, that my heart just loves to be in Philadelphia, USA.
We got Father's Day coming up this weekend. I hope you're all prepared for it. I haven't done enough. I've thought about it, but I ain't done nothing yet. But I'm going to play a couple songs for Father's Day. This goes out to you, Dad. You know, I'm sitting here. I'm doing this all by myself for my very own amusement. Nobody's listening. I don't care. People have always told me I was in love with the sound of my own voice. If I make it through the hour, I guess they have a point. This is Julie London, Daddy.
Ooh, Daddy, I want a diamond ring, bracelets, everything. Daddy, you wanna gather this for me? Ooh, Daddy, gee, won't I look swell in sables clothes with Paris labels, Daddy? You ought to gather this for me. Here's amazing revelation with a bit of stimulation. I'd be a great sensation. I'd be your inspiration, Daddy. I want a brand new car and champagne. Daddy, you want to gather this for me? Dress me up in silks and satins, put good booze in my Manhattans, tempt me with expensive presents, feed me oysters and broil pheasants. And Daddy, I want a sunken tub, beg me sore to give me a rub, oh daddy. You wanna get the best for me, ooh, daddy.
Julie London and Daddy, and this is Daddy Lindberg and Wade in the Shade. Come on, Daddy. Cubs have won 4 and lost 8 since we were last together, and now are in third place, 6 games under 500 and 7.5 games back, though that should change for the worse by the end of the evening. It's 9 o'clock. It may already have. Carlos Zambrano is back in the rotation, getting the victory last night in his return as a starter in the Cubs' lone win during the just-ended series in Milwaukee. Manager Lou Piniella evidently cracked the whip before yesterday's game, putting everyone on notice that only the productive should expect to start. I think that means we're going to take on the White Sox this weekend with about 4 players in the lineup. The weekend series against the prison-tattooed, meth-addicted Southsiders begins a 2-week hazing through the American League, which continues with trips to Oakland, Anaheim, Seattle, then back to Chicago with a visit to the cell, where the Cubs and the White Sox will compete for the newly made British Petroleum BP Cup, the meaningless prize in the overblown crosstown rivalry. I think it comes filled with dead shrimp. On a bright note, my main man Marlon Byrd is leading the National League, batting 329, and that's this week's Chicago Cubs Baseball Report. Well, we know what comes now. It's a tribute to all things Windy from the Windy City. Here we go.
WCFL Chicago.
Well, we've got a very special twofer tonight because we weren't here last week. We got to play catch up and listen to the number 40 song from the WCFL Big Ten survey for Greater Chicago Area for 40 years ago this week. And first, we're going to hear the song that was number 40 40 years ago last week. This is The Marmalade with their chart-bottoming hit, Reflections of My Life.
Now,
hey,
another exciting episode in the life of the...
That's a little premature. See, I have to highlight the right file in the player for the right file to play. And this is the right file.
Changing of sunlight to moonlight, reflections of my life. Oh, how they fill my eyes.
The greetings of people in trouble.
How they fill my eyes.
All my sorrow set tomorrow. Take me back to my own home.
Reflections of My Life by The Marmalade. It was the number 40 song on the WCFL Big Ten survey for the week of June 1st, 1970. And that catches us up for last week. This week's number 40 classic. Absolutely a classic. Number 40 in the Chicago area for the week of June 8th, 1970. A Rory radio staple. This is The Rattles and The Witch.
See me running. I'm running for my
madness.
Now, another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known. The office of the police commissioner of Midland City.
Yes, this is the commissioner. What? Where? Hold on.
Yes, commissioner.
Quickly, Miss Helfinger, we must summon the fantastic fighting fowl.
Who?
The wonderful weekend...
All right.
That vicious and evil monster, the Strangler, has been seen.
Fine, I'll call the feathered fighter.
Immediately, the commissioner's attractive secretary picks up the special yellow phone on her distressed oak desk and makes contact with the white-winged warrior.
Hello, Benton Harbor here.
This is Miss Helfinger, sir. Would you quickly take this address?
Yes.
The 1400 block of East 16th Street.
Where is that exactly?
Two blocks east of West 14th Street.
Two blocks west of... Oh, darn.
Hello?
I broke my pencil here.
Sir?
I'll have to get another pencil.
What?
I'll be right with you.
A feathered fighter, are you there?
Yes, I have it now. That's the 1400 block of...
East 16th Street.
Two blocks east of...
West
14th
Street.
Yes, I think I have it. 1400 block of East 16th Street and...
Hello? Hello! Oh, boy.
Yes, Miss Helfinger?
I gave him the address, Commissioner, but he hung up before I could tell him why he was going there. Hello?
Why am I going there?
To look for the Strangler.
Would you spell that?
Strangler.
Okay, Strangler.
Several hours later, in the 1400 block of West 16th Street.
How do you do? Could you tell me where a Mr. Strangler lives?
Strangler.
Yes, that's spelled...
My name is Strangler.
Oh, well, that's pretty close, isn't it? May I come in?
Why, of course. What an attractive costume.
Oh, thank you. You see, Mrs. Strangler, the commissioner's office sent me over here on simply a routine matter.
Oh, interesting. Would you like a little drink? And it's Miss Strangler.
Oh, isn't that nice? Yes, I suppose so.
Well, is Strangler but only another way to say Strangler? Will Strangler or Strangler offer a stinger? Or will Strangler or Strangler be stingy with her stingers? Be listening tomorrow for another exciting episode in the life of the most fantastic crime fighter the world has ever known.
Chicken Man!
He's everywhere!
Well, on Sunday, June 6th, 2010, the world lost Marvin Isley. At the age of 56, Marvin was the youngest member of the Isley Brothers. He played bass in the band, and he passed away from complications due to diabetes. I think there's a cautionary tale for some of us in there. This is the Isley Brothers for Marvin. Who is that lady?
String any gift she'd wanna bring. I would give her anything if she would just.
Marvin Isley passed away at the age of 56 this week. They made a lot of great music, including the original version of Twist and Shout that was popularized by the Beatles. Maybe we'll play the 1962 recording of Twist and Shout by the Isley Brothers one of these days. They recorded over many, many years. This is something we don't often do on Hinky Dinky Time Radio, is play any live music. This is Simon and Garfunkel live in honor of Father's Day.
Jack in the mountains, bravely fighting the battle of time. Here's a dear one who's weathered my sorrows. 'Tis that silver-haired daddy of mine. If I could recall all the heartaches, dear old daddy, I've caused you to bear. If I could erase those lines from your face and bring back the gold to your hair, if God would but grant me the power just to turn back the page. I'd give all I own if I could but atone to that silver-haired daddy of mine.
I'd never even been there, there. I was born in a Georgian mansion. My daddy is a millionaire. The education that I had was the finest of money could buy. I got everything I could want, and I never even had to try. You might wonder what I'm doing, singing in a place like this, when I got a yacht and a Rolls Royce car and a pretty girl to kiss. I'm no lonely rambling boy, I travel everywhere by air. I've never touched a grain of hash or tea, my daddy is a millionaire. When I get in jail, daddy gets me out. What do I care? He's a millionaire. Well, yes, he is. What's the use of me singing the blues when I ain't never had none? I never worked a single day in my life. I had nothing but fun. I know that war is a bad thing, and I often wonder how they dare. But they'll never get me out to fight. My daddy is a millionaire. Now you know why I'm not dirty. I don't have very long hair. Well, I'm not really a cool folk singer. I'm the son of a millionaire. Now you know why I'm so carefree. I never really have to care. Everybody should be like me and have daddy who's a millionaire. Yes, I'm the son of a, 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 son of a millionaire. Well, I'm the son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a millionaire. I'm the son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a millionaire. One more. Well, I'm the son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a, son of a millionaire. Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's Peter Sarstedt, and his daddy was a millionaire, and my daddy just got online, and I'm thankful for that. And William Devon says I should be thankful for what I've got, and believe me, I am.
A great big Cadillac.
I'm digging the scene with the gangster lean. You ought to see me in this chair. I am not joking around. We're starting to wind things down on this week's episode of Hinky Dinky Time Radio. I'd like to thank everybody that's been tuning in. We got time for a couple more songs before we say goodnight. This is Mr. Richie Havens and a song you'll all recognize.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry. Nothing is real, and there's nothing to get hung about. Strawberry fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding all you see. It's getting hard to be someone. That doesn't matter much to me. Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Field. Nothing is real, and there's nothing.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for tuning in. Let's meet back here next Thursday at 8:30 Central Time for more music and fun. It's fun for me. I hope it's fun for you. Good night.
It was on a sweet Thursday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday all had passed. Came the day I'd waited for at last, and you were there with love to spare, making it a sweet Thursday, not like any other day I'd known, giving me a dream to call my own. A dream that you are sharing too. divine. Yet who is there who can define just what mystic fate combined to make you mine?